Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Christine McLaughlin is a special young lady. She's a nurse and works hand in hand with missionaries Bob and Becky Mack in Ivory Coast, West Africa. We would say Côte d'Ivoire. And she has a lot of talent God's given her, and she's certainly using it for God's glory. And, of course, at BIMI, all of our single ladies work with and alongside of church planting missionaries on the field. But I want to start today a rather lengthy letter and explanation of the new open door that God's given to Christine and some others there in Côte d'Ivoire. She says that back in August, our evangelistic efforts were expanded by the arrival of a 6-member medical team. Poor health care and lack of medical personnel has facilitated our entrance as missionaries into communities that were previously unreached to the gospel. This developing country has many physical needs. We strive to follow Jesus' example of meeting spiritual needs through compassionate medical care. The Lord has enabled us to reach out, build relationships, share the spiritual healing that Jesus offers. And as we counsel on healthy nutrition, we pray that the patients before us will accept the bread of life. While encouraging safe water consumption, our hearts long to see the day that these dear people will drink from the living water. As we treat long-term illnesses such as arthritis and hypertension, it's our prayer that those who are chronically ill will find spiritual healing in the great physician. Seeing the great physical and spiritual needs here makes us aware of the need to serve Christ in view of eternity. During 6 medical evangelistic days, the Lord allowed us to treat 1,267 patients with 350 decisions for salvation. Each morning, we started out on the village dirt roads with vehicles loaded high with supplies and hearts full of expectation for what the Lord would do in the lives of our villagers. As is always the case, our focal point was presenting the gospel individually with our patients. After beginning with open-air preaching, a team of Ivorians from our Bingerville church shared the gospel one-on-one with each patient in the pharmacy waiting area. The evangelistic team completes a spiritual questionnaire on each patient. These questionnaires serve as useful guides for follow-up visits in the coming weeks, and the team makes a lasting difference for those who otherwise would not have left their homes to readily hear the gospel. An exciting aspect of this medical team in particular is that the first team that we've taken into the country's interior, the Lord has graciously allowed us to reach this milestone, which marks the founding of a new ministry called Access. Access is subtitled The Gospel Through Medical Care. The theme verse is Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith. Allow me to share some of the details of the Access ministry with you. Now, obviously today, my time is running out. I'll not be able to share this today, but what an open door. Some of the villages there would never have been reached without people like Christine, who have hearts of compassion to reach out to these physical needs and at the same time take the gospel of Christ.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.